Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Yost moves to third. Cash moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is hit by the pitch. Yost scores. Cash moves to third. Kaline moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to home to get Pagliarani. Malzone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Maxwell moves to third. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colavito. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Colavito steals second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to third for the out. Maxwell scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Lary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lary is 0-for-0 in the game. Lary bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Kaline picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kaline. Clinton moves to third. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hardy moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Williams for the double play. Hardy scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Eddie Yost. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Virgil moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil moves to third. Cash moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Hardy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hardy. Virgil scores. Cash scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Tasby scores. Hardy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-3 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Cottry pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Maxwell throws the ball into Berberet, who tags Nixon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Cottry goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marlon Cottry now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Carroll Hardy now playing left. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-3 in the game. Berberet hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Frank Larry. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Ozzy Virgil. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.